Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman, Episode 5. When we left off, Tim Ticker, assisted by Roy Doyton, Boy Wonder, had just discovered that his Octagon 5 spacecraft had just been towed from the parking lot where he'd last seen it.
It looks just like a Prius.
Just moments later, the accident-prone Kate Carefree, accidentally stepping in front of Professor Ingvald's freeze beam, was tragically turned into a Katesicle.
There's no escape this time, Tim Ticker.
Wait a minute. Hey, I still have my spoons.
Suddenly, and much to everyone's surprise, Roy reaches into his pocket and pulls out a pair of spoons. The same spoons he used to tunnel out of his house when it was besieged by the dreaded Venalites. Leaping in front of Tim Ticker, Roy Doyton, Boy Wonder, uses the spoons to deflect the freeze beam, which bounces straight back at Ingvald. Ducking quickly, Ingvald dodges the beam, which instead smacks into the professor's truck, instantly de-freezing the two dreaded Venalites trapped inside.
Destroy Professor Ingvald! Destroy Professor Ingvald!
Professor, hurry! Zap the Venalites again, before they tear free!
But of course!
As the professor shoots, Tim Ticker leaps in front of the freeze beam and, using the spoons, bounces the beam straight back to where Kate Carefree is standing. Instantly, she is defrozen.
Wow, that was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me.
Hurry, Kate, and hurry, Roy. We have to run, and fast.
As Tim leads Roy and the still de-thawing Kate in the general direction of Santa Rosa, Tim looks back to see the dreaded Venalites descending on Professor Ingvald.
You haven't seen me for the last time, Tim Ticker!
Skipping ahead a day or so, Kate, Tim, and Roy are eating breakfast in their hotel lobby, pondering whether to return to Roy's house to retrieve his time machine or make their way to the North Santa Rosa impound lot to which Tim's Octagon 5...
It looks just like a Prius.
...has recently been towed. As they enjoy a healthy Sonoma County breakfast...
These free-range waffles are amazing.
You should try the free-range sausages.
Kate suddenly hears someone in the next booth listening to KRCB streaming live on their highly portable, sleekly designed laptop.
Gosh darn it, where's my phone? I'm going to become a KRCB member right now, and wild horses won't stop me.
Holy moly, dinosaurs!
Will the time-traveling dinosaurs eat Kate, Tim, and Roy before they finish their healthy Sonoma County breakfast? Will Tim live to see his Octagon 5 again? And will Kate Carefree ever become a member of KRCB? Tune in tomorrow for part 6 of The Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman.